Good morning. It's hard to believe it's December. This is my third time preaching at our own church, my own church this year. Time just flies. Thank you for praying for me and Emily as we serve in Asia, in different countries. I remembered November the 6th, I flew from Xi'an to Beijing, and it was snowing. And then the next day was Saturday. I received email from Ruth saying that she was on the Great Wall tour. Actually, not tour, she was there by herself. And there were no one there in the Great Wall, only her and her host. Because the taxi dropped her at that point and asked her to ride the host to go to the Great Wall. And she was there and found no one there because of the ice, snow, and it was so amazing because, when people will experience going to Great Wall by herself and any other people. So it's a wonderful time. Ruth just started her ministry with Wells, the counseling center, 3 months ago, and she was asked to go to China to help 3 of the international schools. So it was a very special experience for her. And after that, Sumo and I, we flew to Thailand and spent 3 nights with her. And she forgot our age, so she arranged a lot of activities for us. So the second day, we start off 7 a.m. in the morning to walk her dog in the garden for 1.5 hours. And after that, we went to the waterfall, so we climb from the top to the bottom and the bottom to up. It's so wet. And then after that, we went to the treehouse, stayed there, and then we were on a bike. And I was riding bike when I was young, so I thought I knew how to ride it. But all 3 of us just fall down several times and then laugh. And then we ride through jungle for around 5 kilometers. And flying over anywhere, like sometimes they found us in the bush, and it was funny. But anyway, it's a very good time. But in terms of ministry, it was a lot of opportunities there, especially in China. A lot of churches, they are very young. I mean, young, that means the church, just started maybe 15, 20 years ago, and they are very eager, very serious about obeying God's teaching, and I'm very encouraged to see that. And this morning, because it's the end of the year, it's Christmas coming, I would like to bring to your attention again a real lesson that I'm trying to learn myself. I try to just share with you the Word of God has strengthened me in terms of how I work with the Lord. So let us look at the slide, Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. Can we read it together? She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Okay, Jesus comes, and his name is Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So when we talk about Christmas, what we understand about Christmas, why Jesus comes? Because he wants to save us. So are we saved? Are we saved? Maybe you say, I'm already accept Jesus Christ, so I'm saved. But are you saved from bitterness? Are you saved from angry? Are you safe from hating people? Are you safe from bondage, all kinds of bondage? So brothers and sisters, Christmas talk about salvation. It's just not just about if we can go to heaven or not. Christmas is talking about the ultimate gift from God that he wants us to receive. As a result, that we will be a free person, free that we can enjoy God, we can experience his inner peace, we can really enjoy him freely without any bondage. from the evil one. So this is very important. So brothers and sisters, let's start from this point, examining ourselves if we are saved, really saved. Because without this starting point, we are, you know, we cannot talk more about what I'm going to do as a Christian. And secondly, we need to look at the you know, destination, you know, the end day. That means we have a starting point, and then we need to know where we need to go and where are we heading. So if we have the starting point, we have a, you know, the ending point, then we put a line and see, are we walking on the way according to the word of God. So let's look at a few verses, mainly from Revelation chapter 7 and chapter 14. Okay, let's read together again. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their face before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Okay, chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of His judgment has come. Worship Him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." Okay. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about the reason that God made you and me, create human being, we believe that every one of us, we know that God wants us to worship Him, to glorify Him. So Jesus came to save us so that we can glorify Him. Those that are not saved by Jesus, they don't know how to glorify God. They may worship idols. They may just live on without God. Their life is without direction according to God's purpose. So are we Christian? We are living in the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we know that we are saved because of His love, because we are sinner, and we are saved because we are forgiven, and then we are called as children of God. So are you saved this morning? Take it very seriously. I look at myself all the time. I ask myself, am I taking my belief very seriously? Am I just, you know, enjoying being Christian and then being saved so that I can go to heaven and that's it? Am I just, you know, living a life, even though I'm a Christian, and living a life like any other people? So if you love me, I love you. If you hate me, okay, sorry, you know, I don't love you. You know, are we going to live a life just according to how other people feel? So this is very important. The starting point is very important. I pray that all of us this morning will be just set free from the bondage, you know, from the evil one. Because the natural life, you know, human being, we are, you know, we respond to sin according to our feeling. But saved by Jesus Christ, we should be set free. We should enjoy the freedom. We should enjoy the peace, the inner peace from the Lord. So are you having this kind of inner peace in your heart? Are you have the power to forgive other people, to accept other people's no matter what happened? So this is very important. As Christmas is coming, I would like you to think about that. And again, you think about why Jesus did that. why Jesus come to this earth, why he want to save us. Because he knows if he is not coming, we don't have the hope to be saved. That means we are not going to heaven. We are going to hell. We are going to suffer a lot. He doesn't want us to suffer. And also he wants us to be, you know, a person that really knowing that God is with us in this earth. So as Christian, no matter what kind of challenges, we can face it. And Jesus did it by offering himself on the cross. That means it's worth his life to save us. So we need to be very, you know, appreciative in what Jesus has done to us. Not take Christians, you know, just lightly, saying that, well, I'm a Christian, so, you know, I can do whatever I want. No, Jesus, you know, he did it with a purpose so that we'll be set free. But if we are saved in terms of salvation, but not saved in terms of our living life, and we still suffer because of, you know, human relationship, because of any kinds of challenges or temptation, then we are not truly saved. So, are we saved today? We need to ask ourselves. If not, then we ask God to help us in this Christmas. We don't just live as usual, you know, we come to church, we worship God. If everybody say hi, I'm happy. If everybody respect me, then I feel like I'm worthy. If people ignore me, or if people just, you know, say something may offend me, then I will get hurt. Brother and sister, may God help us. May God help us. This is very important. I'm not going to talk too much about this point because everybody know a lot about Christmas. But again, are we lost as Christian? Are we lost? How are we live? You know, how is our living today? Are we following the Lord or are we following the world? I think we need to make a very clear thing is that we are saved by God to glorify Him. So how are we going to glorify Him? By our daily living, by our responding to Lord Jesus Christ. I was very impressed by a young brother this time in Xi'an. He is an ABC. Do you know ABC? American-born Chinese. So he doesn't really speak Mandarin. He doesn't really speak Chinese. But he was called to China to be missionary. His name is Mark, maybe 25 years old. And then he went from Cincinnati to Shanghai. And he started learning Mandarin. So the day he shared with us in Mandarin, everybody laughed because his Mandarin wasn't that good. But he only learned for 1 year. He can preach in Mandarin. That's amazing, this young man. And then one thing that when he said, and then we all just kind of laughed and not really understand what he was saying. He said, I'm pastoring a church in Shanghai. And then most of our congregation, they are too old already because they are 25 years old. So I thought, well, 25 years old, too old? What do you mean by that? And he started sharing his testimony with us. He said that since 5 years old, his parents and some of the church people start telling them, okay, 5 years old, you know, it's very important for you to have a firm foundation for your, you know, whole life, like your direction, your value, and your system. So 5 years old, you start learning what do we mean by obeying God, what do we mean by respond to God's calling, what do we mean by prepare ourselves to serve the Lord. He said, once you reach 25 years old, that means you graduate from college or university, then your whole mindset is very worldly mindset. Like a lot of classmates, they are doing this, like dentists, they are medical, they are lawyer, they are what. And your whole mindset is following the world. It's very difficult for the Christian to follow the teaching of the you know, our Lord. So that's why he meant by that. So he always just challenged the Christian to really change your mind, to follow the Lord, not following the world. And he say, he started a church in Shanghai. The first Sunday, six people came. So the first message he was preaching was, you know, why do we need to have a worship time? First message. The second Sunday, he was preaching, why start from next week, our whole church need to go to short-term mission. So the third week, he already brought the six people from his church to Yunnan, to Guizhou. I mean, kind of crazy. We love this young man because he is so serious about, you know, following the Lord, not allowing the world to influence us so that our whole mindset will just follow the world and struggle with how can I follow the world and at the same time I'm following the Lord Jesus Christ. I like him a lot. Yeah, he talk a lot and he's really, you know, enthusiastic for the Lord. But anyway, I was so encouraged by those churches in China. Of course, you know, this trip I spent 2 weekends with 3 churches in China, and then most of the time those churches are very young, and when they are very young, they ask a question like, how can we glorify God? What is God wants of us? And then when they read the Bible, they realize that, you know, love one another is important. We need to pray, that's important. But why we need to love one another? Why we need to pray? Why we need to reach out to other people? Mainly because we want all the nations, all the people, all the tribes come to know the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ and bring glory to God. So they make it very simple and they start talking about how we're going to achieve this, how we're going to live up our life according to the Word of God. And that was very, very encouraging, very encouraging. And the young man just told me, saying that I'm reaching out to the Hui. Hui is Muslim people in Xi'an, you know, in the inner city. We have a meeting in the inner city hotel. So we walk across 2 streets and then we go to the Hui street. That means a lot of Hui people in there. And we start, you know, just talking to the Hui people. And these young people, they are so, you know, just fire out and want to reach out to them. And they say, okay, we have the burden, we want to do it, but we don't know how. Can you come back and help me? Of course, I don't know much about Hui people, so how can I help them? But just saying that, I am so encouraged to see that. So encouraged to see that. So, brothers and sisters, if we decide to glorify God, how are we going to do it? After listening to Mark's testimony, I thought about myself. I was in church since maybe a year old, couple months. And then I was a youth leader when I was 11 years old. Of course, in a village, you know, we don't have a secondary school. So in a sense that a lot of people, they move to the town or city. So we have a lot of younger one, like from 8 to 12. So when I was 11, I was kind of one of the oldest in the group. Yeah. And then when I followed the Lord, I found out that God just guide me to different situation. Like when I was in the high school, the final year in the high school, I went to short-term mission trip in the Uru area. That means, you know, far into the rain, tropical jungle, you know, tropical jungle. And then spent days with the Iban people. Iban is traditionally those tribal people living in the jungle. And they are very primitive. They are human beings. They are God's creation. They need Jesus Christ. So when we reach up to them and they you know, they respond, many of them, they respond to Jesus Christ. And actually, I was called by God when I was, you know, reaching up to this people group. And God tell me, saying that, what about this people group? What about those people? They are up there, they need the Lord, and yet no one tell them about Jesus Christ. You see, what I'm saying is God start guiding my life, my thinking, my value. how am I going to live for our Lord? And God is leading me all the way. So end up, I went to Bible school. I end up, you know, doing church planting. Just amazing. Every time I share this, I just felt like God is so great. Why I say this? You know, I admire people like Andrew can sing and can play guitar, and you know, someone play the drum. I can never do that. I follow teachers to learn guitar, but I never can really make a song through guitar. Just make sense, you know. I was given a key for a piano in our church, and then someone in the church offered to help me to teach me piano, but I never really know how to play a song with more than one finger. I can only use one finger. So everybody so frustrated with me. And I just felt like, you know, people like me, how can I do, what can I do for God? I can't do anything. And I was very quiet. You know, as pastor, if you want to serve the Lord, if you are so quiet and, you know, you don't talk to people, how can you, you know, just share the good news with other people? I just can't imagine. So in 1989, I remember in Melbourne, Australia, it was the final month of my missiology training there before we go to Africa. And a teacher from Fuller, you know, and then back to the seminary, and he has a survey to help, you know, analyze and helping see if anyone suitable to be missionary. So Emily and I, we both took the text. So Emily went in to see the professor, and the professor just encouraged her to be missionary, and she came out from the professor's room. She was so happy, saying that, you know, I can go to Africa. And then when it was my turn to go into the professor's office, he tried his best to discourage me to go. He said, no, you cannot go, because you are so kind of, you know, inward person. You are afraid of, you know, new people or new faces or foreigner. You cannot be missionary, because missionary, you cannot just see people and turn around and go back to your own room. You cannot do mission work. So he tried his best to discourage me. But I thought, what about Emily can go, I just follow her. You know, how can she go and I stay back at home? I said, that doesn't make sense. So, and then after that, God just helped me to realize that, you know, gift personality is secondary. Obedient to God's calling is the most important. So I learned that. Slowly I learned that. And recently I learned another thing. Very interesting. Before I went to Asia this time, I was in Detroit the last weekend of September and the first weekend of October. And Emily and I, we were talking about Dearborn. I'm not sure how many people of you know Detroit area. There is a region called this area called Dearborn. They have maybe 500,000 Middle East people. 500,000. So every time I challenge the church, come on, you ask me to talk about reaching out to the Muslim, can we go to the Dearborn area and see what happened? You know, can we just make friends and start contacting with them? And then one day we went. So we saw a bread shop, just met like a bakery. And then Emily and I, because we love Lebanon food and Middle East food, like hummus, you know, pita bread kind of thing. So we say, let's go and buy some. You know, when we went in, we were shocked because we saw a cross in a shop. And this is in the Middle East area. I mean, the Middle East Arab people, and there is a cross in there. So we talked to them, and slowly we realized that they are Christians, and they say they are many. So we talk more and then find out more and realize that they are from Mosul. Where is Mosul? Mosul is now occupied by IS. Masul was the new name for Nineveh. You know Nineveh? That was when the prophet Jonah went. Prophet Jonah went. You know, for many, many years, I thought Jonah was really a failure. But after visiting the Dearborn area, I thought, even someone as lousy as Jonah, God can use him. You remember Jonah? After his preaching, not only everybody repents, even the animal repents. Oh, so powerful. I mean, this person is not very spiritual. I mean, he argued with God all the time. But the thing is, even though people like this, God still can use him. A lot of people in Masul area, they are Christians until today. Of course, they face a lot of persecution, especially recently. What I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, don't look at being a Christian lightly. Because being a Christian, that means we are God's children. We are saved. We have a message to bring to this world. And the main goal for us to live a life in this world is to glorify Him. So consider this as our value system, as our goal. You and me will like to glorify God. How are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? Last week I was very touched because I was preaching in two churches in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The first worship, after, you know, the worship was so long, because everybody so enjoying the worship. You know, when was my turn to preach, the worship already lasts for 1 hour, 20 minutes already. Then I say, Pastor, how long do you want me to preach? He said, just take time, okay? You preach. And then he told the congregation, saying, they go, just relax, okay? We are not going anywhere. So, you know, we give time for Pastor Won to preach. You know, if he preached for 2 hours, that's fine. Yeah. But of course, the service starts from 9, so it aim maybe to 12. That's fine for lunch. But anyway, I just felt like that's difficult. But I love one thing very much. The pastor announced one thing. The discipleship came for junior youth group. 11 of them, they signed up to attend. 5 days discipleship training came. You know, probably start from this week. 11 of them signed up. All in between 11 to 13 years old. And he explained, he said, this is time for the young people to really understand, you know, what do we mean by Christian, and set our mind on Jesus Christ and have our value system set right now so that we can be very effective, a Christian later on. I was so amazed because usually we have came for them, usually we have something activities, but discipleship training for 5 days in the church, and all are very solid thing, and 11 people sign up. I was so amazed. It's not a big church, just 100 plus church. So brothers and sisters, we need to take our belief seriously. Christmas time is a time we want to thank God because we receive this gift from our Lord freely, and we need to give out freely also. But unless we really understand what we mean by salvation, not only saved so that we come to heaven, but we also been saved from all kinds of temptations, saved from our own weakness, and then replace it with the Lord of Jesus, love of Jesus Christ, so that we have peace in our heart. So we know how to love one another. You know, if we love one another, Jesus said, then people will know that we are Christian. Love one another is not that easy. But we need to receive this gift from the Lord. and ask God to give us the faith in Him. So that's very important. And that's why I enjoy, you know, flying around and just, you know, sharing with different churches. You know, hopefully many, many churches will respond to care and to pray and to love for the lost people, for the unreached people, from the least reached people, or for the Muslim people. I love to doing that, because that is the desire of God, to see that many people will come to the knowledge of His salvation. And when I'm doing that, I was encouraged by a lot of, you know, Christian brothers and sisters. They are responding. A lot of requests coming in, and I'm not sure, you know, how much I can respond to that. I ask you to pray for us, because my ministry, I really need more people to join me to serve together. This is very unique. And SIM as a mission, I'm a SIM missionary, you know, is thinking about how can we work together with the Christians, possible missionary from mainland China. I know, you know what happened? September 28th to 31st this year, there were around 1,000 church leaders from mainland China, and many leaders from different organizations met in Hong Kong. And they lay out a plan to have 20,000 of missionaries by 2030. So 2030, that means 15 years. I'm encouraged to see that. So brothers and sisters, let's, you know, prepare ourselves during the Christmas time. We think about, thank God for Jesus' salvation. But we also want God to help us to have really saved from the, you know, human disaster, from a lot of problems within ourselves. That means we may not relate well with people. We may not forgive people as we should. We may not have peace or happiness in our hearts. We ask God to help us. So when we are right before the Lord, then we face the direction that God wants us to do. And the ultimate goal is to bring glory to our God. And if we can do that, brothers and sisters, when we face the Lord, when we stand in front of His throne, when we worship Him, our heart will be full of joy, because, you know, we are doing something that pleasing God, and God is happy with us. That is the most important for our Christian life. That is the most important gift as Christmas, you know, can give us. So should we pray? Yeah, let's pray. Father God, we want to thank You, because during Christmas time, You remind us of Your love to all of us. And even to those they don't know You, even to those they hate You or they reject You, Lord, we just ask that God, You will help us to be, you know, Your messenger, so that we can bring good news to them. Not only to bring good news so that they can be saved in terms of eternal life, but also be saved from, you know, the damage of their life and their, you know, just bondage. Set them free, set us free also. Lord, we want to see people realize that You are the only God that we should worship, and we can worship You, and ask that, Lord, You help us so that we will work our life towards the direction that will glorify Your name all the time, through our daily life, through our whole life of you know, dedication. We just want to thank You and ask that, God, You will bless us during the Christmas time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just one more thing, hopefully you can pray for us. I talked to the church in Africa these 2 days. The church building They prepare the bricks, everything since September, but they have a little bit problem because Samaritan Purse, you know Samaritan Purse, they offer an amount to build the foundation of the church, and they ask a local Christian leaders to line a businessman or constructor to ask him to build this church for our great church. All the mission related personnel and the local church people, they reject this person to be involved. Why? This person has a history, because when we arrived in Niger in 91, we gave money to his church, because they were building his own church in another region, and the church never finished. That means a lot of money coming and disappear. So in that country, most of people know that this person cannot be trusted, and Samaritan Purse, probably they are outsiders, they don't really know who can be trusted, so they gave money to this person, asked him to build the church. Of course, that is just for the foundation, but the money from our church and other donation, that we can help the church to for the wall, roof, everything. Please pray, because they are in a dilemma, just a lot of work hold up and cannot proceed. So they are discussing and ask Samaritan Purse to understand the situation. So I really like to go to visit them again and sit down and talk to them again, because when we build our own church, things are so simple, and we build a church without any problem. So yeah, just pray for this situation in Niger. Okay, thank you.